aware with this moment. Aware with experience arising as it is. Some moments, the arisings of reactivity, challenge, struggle, some moments aware with the arising of ease, spaciousness, calm, interest. It's natural in the practice that at times challenge will be arising. At other times, balance and ease will be arising. This is a natural unfolding and deepening of awareness and wisdom. Naturally helping us to understand the reactivity, release, experience the ease, and then perhaps noticing a subtler kind of reactivity, aware of something a little deeper. These rhythms of what we're aware of. A very natural part of the process. One teacher, Michelle McDonald, called this rhythm a cycle between purity and purification. The purification being the mind opening to the challenges, experiencing them, coming through awareness. And in that, they can be known, understood, and released, but experienced. The cycle of purification arising. And the purity, the moments, the times where the mind lands in the ease, the calm. These cycles are very natural, a part of the unfolding, a part of the deepening, the momentum of awareness and wisdom. And it can be useful to understand the different ways, some of the different ways this rhythm can happen. the falling away of reactivity happens quite naturally as mindfulness and wisdom begin to understand that reactivity. Wisdom begins to let it go. Or sometimes it simply lets go of its own momentum because it's impermanent. But we feel at times the difference. The experience of a particular flavor of reactivity, and then sometime later either we see it fall away or just sometimes later we realize it's not there anymore. We recognize perhaps that purity of mind, the ease, the calm, the balance, the interest. We get a taste of what it feels like to not have that reactivity. And in time, over the next moments or longer time, reactivity can re-arise. Sometimes there are different ways or reasons why different conditions why reactivity comes back, or not so much comes back, but just appears in the mind. Sometimes we have very deep conditioning that has been denied or pushed down for so long that the space of ease and calm, it's kind of like that part of the mind, that part of the system, that part of the habit pattern, the conditioning, feels like, oh, finally I've got some room. When there's not as much movement to suppress or repress what's happening, it begins to come up. It's available to be seen. Not a mistake, but the natural opening of our hearts to what is here. Well, that's one way or one condition that might be in this purity purification cycle. Another is that sometimes in that space of ease and peace, the mind can get a little complacent, just floating with that ease and not really clearly aware this is ease, not really clearly connecting to this is the experience of a mind without the reactivity. It just kind of goes, okay, I've arrived, I can rest, I don't have to be here. And with that complacency, mindfulness can weaken and habits can re-arise, habits can arise. And again, this pattern of the mind getting complacent with ease and calm, that's a pattern, that's a learning. A little bit of a belief in the mind that I don't have to attend to this. Like the mind feels like it's arrived. Some delusion in the mind feels like it's arrived and it can just stay there. And pretty quickly it'll be revealed that that too will fall apart. That too is conditioned. So we learn. Sometimes in this space of purity, of ease, of calm, experience tends towards more neutrality. Not a lot of pleasant or unpleasant things, ways that we've attached to pleasant, unpleasant. The mind stops being kind of hooked by pleasant and unpleasant and just rests a little bit more. Pleasant and unpleasant just come and go, and then there's a little more awareness that there's a lot of neutral happening too. Not as much attunement or orientation to what's pleasant, what's unpleasant. Just aware that so much of what happens in our human experience is just neutral. And we can be very present. Sometimes the mind can drift out in that neutral space because it's the habit is to be hooked by or interested in pleasant or unpleasant. But even yet in the space where the mind is very aware of neutral, in that space, in that experience, habits of mind, deeply conditioned habits of mind, can tend to arise. At one point, I was exploring neutral experience, very present with it. And there was a little bit of a belief of you having heard teachers talk about neutral experience, and there's a just tiny bit of kind of excitement maybe, like, oh, I'm experiencing this thing they've talked about. It's a little bit of that, but quite present with it. And a little bit with that excitement, a little bit of expectation, something important will happen, or something will be seen, there'll be an insight, something like that. So I saw all of that. I saw all of that happen. And then no insight happened. And the habit of self-hatred came up. I laughed at it because I could see it was based on nothing. But the habit, there was the hook of that habit. These habits of mind are so deeply conditioned. And often in these spaces of not much happening, they arise. observing our habits coming and going, seeing the reactive patterns for a while, seeing them fall away. That experience of shifting into or aware of the difference between a mind with reactivity and a mind without it, aware of the absence of. There can also be a level of calm, of ease that's felt there. Just the absence of that agitation or disturbance in the mind. And there can be a kind of a place or experience of so much ease and calm because what we had been attuned to was much more obvious disturbance in the mind. So the contrast between that feels really quiet. And yet as we touch into that space of that quiet, subtler kinds of disturbance or ripples start to be felt. Those subtler ripples obscured by the more obvious ones before. And so, again, it feels like a purity, purification cycle. There was calm, and now there's the awareness of disturbance, but it's more that the disturbance is revealed because of the calmer mind. And the interesting paradox, even though it's a kind of a subtler level of disturbance, because of that contrast of what it felt like to have the sense of not having disturbance, sometimes the subtler disturbance can also feel very strong, can feel like we've gone backwards. And so there can be the idea or view something, there's a problem here. But just opening to these cycles, these rhythms between purity and purification, understanding this is the natural development of awareness and wisdom. Some of our views and ideas about how practice unfolds can be held more lightly. Just this rhythm, a deepening of seeing how the mind is holding on, a feeling of ease at times, and then another layer or level revealed, or a deeper layer, a kind of a hidden, repressed layer potentially being revealed. The Buddha actually described this pattern, this rhythm of seeing the disturbance, a disturbance, experiencing that, opening to it, wisdom, connecting with, oh, this is the way this disturbance is, wisdom releasing it, feeling, experiencing the absence of that disturbance, that calm, the feel, the contrast there. And then noticing after a time, oh, and there's a subtler disturbance here. Wisdom releasing that, being in that space of knowing the release from that disturbance. And then recognizing a subtler disturbance. This rhythm is a natural way the mind moves through the process of letting go. So patience with the process. It's just a natural rhythm of awareness and wisdom.